Well, that was beautiful singing, boys and girls. Well done. That was good. Right, well, I think that's perfect. I'm sure you're feeling very sleepy now. Time for bed, Toby. In you get. That's it. Can you get in? You'll be all right there. Well done. Okay. And definitely time for sleep now, all right?
Dad, yes. Can I have a story?
You want a story?
Please.
But we're doing a service. We can't do story. Okay, we'll do a story. We'll do a story. Okay, that's fine. As long as it's not a long story, that'll be fine. Ooh. Okay, we'll do a story then. I said, not a long story, Toby. I said a short one.
That is short. You didn't say small.
Oh, well, yes, okay, I suppose I didn't, yes. Okay, so, are you ready? Ready. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not it, what?
You meant to sing it properly.
Say it properly.
Properly.
Okay, we'll do it properly. We'll do it properly, okay? So, 'twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Mary and Joseph look for a room in despair, in hopes that a baby soon would be there. Well, I think by the looks of them, they're Mary and Joseph.
Wow, good book, Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep reading. Let's see what happens next.
Yes, well, let's. Okay, let's see what happens next. So, the town of Bethlehem were all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. The innkeeper said, but there's a room round back, no more than a shed. It had a manger and hay, and not that much more, just a few animals sleeping on the dirt floor. And it was there that Mary's baby was born, away in a manger on the first Christmas morn.
Away in a manger.
Yes, I suppose
it is. Can we sing it?
Well,
please?
No, we're doing a story now.
Please, all the girls and boys want to sing it, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, okay, okay, it sounds like they do. Yeah, let's sing Away in a Manger then. Words on the screen. Right, well, now, where were we, Toby? that's right. So, Mary and Joseph are in the stable with their baby. Now, the shepherds Ah, now we need some shepherds, don't we? I think I better go and find some shepherds. Okay, so we need some boys and girls. If you would like to be a shepherd, maybe you've already come dressed as a shepherd, that would be very handy. But if you'd like to be a shepherd, then you're very welcome to come and be one. I've got Joan and Bev here are going to help you to get dressed as shepherds. So, yes, if you'd like to come. Yeah, Pippa, if you'd like to come as well. If anyone else would like to be a shepherd, we can have three of them. That's perfect. That's fine. In a few moments, there'll also be wise men. So if you want to be wise men, you might want to hold back. You know. You're already dressed as well. Are you going to be shepherds as well? That's perfect. You know what? That's perfect number. Would you like to go and have a... You've got to have your statutory tea towel applied to your head. Then everyone will know you're a shepherd who's ready to do drying up. One more if anyone wants. No, I think we're good with the number we've got. Right, now you guys need to be on the hillside. So would you like to come up and be on the hillside just here? It's a handy hillside. Okay, there you go. Now, so it says here, are you ready? Okay, good, well done, shepherds. You look like you're a particularly old shepherd there, Pippa, the way you're doing that. Okay, the shepherds were out watching their flocks at night when suddenly something gave them a fright. Oh, now, hang on. Boys and girls, have you got your angels ready? Some of you have got your angels that you made. Have you got them there ready? If you've got, and you are an angel, aren't you? You're looking like an angel. Yeah, you're an angel as well. Great. Okay, if you've got your angel ready, if you need to go and get it, go and get it. But you can have your angel ready. Yeah, if mums and dads, if you want to give angels, because we need the angels in a moment. Okay, well done. Girls, if you want to come back and sit around there. But you can be there. You can stay sitting where you are. That's it. Sit down where you are. Okay, so you're ready. Now you're ready to surprise. Well done. That's it. Ready to surprise the shepherds. Okay. Yeah, that's right. To surprise them, all you've got to do is either lift up your angel or stand up if you're looking like an angel or if you want to be an angel. Okay, so you're ready. We'll start that bit again. The shepherds were out watching their flocks at night when suddenly something gave them a fright. For what to their wondering eyes should appear but angels. Now is your moment. Yeah, stand up. Do you want to stand up? That's right. There you go. That's right. Look surprised. Okay, you don't have to faint. Oh, you do overact. Right, well done.
The stick's wonky.
Your stick's wonky. Well, it's dodgy stick, isn't it? Anyway, but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. Today in the town of David you'll find a saviour has been born for all of mankind. Thank you, angels. You can sit back down now. Well done. Very good acting as angels. Well done. Oh, a little round of applause for you. Well done. A bit more. Well done, angels. Okay, enough. They hurried to Bethlehem. Guys, you've got to hurry to Bethlehem, which happens to be just here. They hurried to Bethlehem. It didn't, so lively and quick, it didn't take long. They were there in a tick. Come this way. Come this way, this way, this way. And you guys stand here. Okay, don't want to get in front of Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. There you go. That's it. Oh, we got a sheepdog there. Very handy. Oh, and a sheep. Well done. Very good. Right. They saw Joseph and Mary and the baby there and spread the word to people everywhere. The stable was filling with people who came. And you guys need to stay there. And now we need three wise men. So can we have three people to be wise men? Yes, one, two. Yeah, would you like to come up? So you come up. Yes, if you'd like to. Come on then. Now, we really do only need three for this one. So that's perfect. So you guys go and get costumed up. That's right. And you need a gift. Well done. That's it. You look very kingly, especially with the jumper. Oh, wait, now hang on, you're not there yet. That's it, perfect. If you'd like to come up and be with the other wise men here. Okay, now, are you guys looking wise? I think you are. You're looking particularly wise. Yes, very good. Okay, so the wise men, you guys come in, and you come in and you stand here. Okay, so stand, that's right, stand, would you like to come back here? That's right, and you stand in, that's it, perfect. So the stable was filling with people who came. Joseph whistled and shouted and called them by name. Out goats, out donkeys, out chickens and hens, out sheep, out shepherds, out kings and wise men. This stable is getting much too full. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So shepherds, thank you for being shepherds. Would you like to go and sit back down now? But you guys need to stay here for a moment. That's it. Pippa, if you'd like to go and sit back down as well. You can keep your tea towels on your heads for the moment. That's it. Do have a seat. That's it. But the wise men weren't at all ready to fly. They had followed the star which was high in the sky. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We've come to worship him at this joyful news. As Joseph came in and was turning around, those three wise men were bowing low to the ground. So you guys, you need to bow low to the ground because you were worshipping the king. That's it. Well done. A bundle of treasures they laid at the baby's feet. So now you can bring your treasures forward. Would you like to bring your treasures forward? That's it. So put them, that's it, on the floor by the baby Jesus. That's right. Well done. You put them there. A bundle of treasures they laid at the baby's feet. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Not from the high street. Okay, wise men, if you would like to leave and go back, you can keep wearing your wise man's costume for now. If you'd like to sit back down, that would be great. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. But this little baby, drawn up like a bow, is the promised Messiah, as told long ago. To us a child is born, and a son is given, so that everyone on earth can be forgiven. The wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, his greatness and government will only increase. And so this story we've told, we hope you enjoy, but remember this Christmas, Mary's baby boy. He is the reason we celebrate this night. So happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That was a great story, Dad. I like fairy tales.
Oh, no, no, it's not a fairy tale. No, no, this really happened. You can read about it in the Bible.
A baby, born in a stable. Won't child services have problems with that?
Well, they might do, yes, but actually what's more shocking is that a king would be born in a stable. You see, Jesus was no ordinary baby. Now, I want to tell you just a little bit more about this amazing baby Jesus, but I think for now, let's say thank you and goodbye to Mary and Joseph. Let's give them a round of applause. And Toby, if you would like to go and sit down. Well done, Toby, that's it. You could, oh yes, take your reindeer with you as well. Now, the baby Jesus, it's his birthday. That's what we're celebrating on Christmas Day. We celebrate Jesus' birthday. And Jesus, as I said, is no ordinary baby. You see, the angels, when they appeared to the shepherds, they said something amazing about Jesus. This is what they said. They said, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Now, I wonder if any of you, did any of you do the nativity hunt where you were hunting characters around? Who managed to do that? Did you manage to do it? Can someone tell me what was the word that you found out that Jesus came to be? What was the word? Would you like to say?
A Saviour.
Thank you very much. He was a Saviour. That's what the angel said, wasn't it? The angel said he'd come to be a Saviour. We celebrate Jesus' birthday because he came to be a Saviour. Now, a Saviour is a rescuer. I wonder, boys and girls, who might wear one of these? Who do you think would wear one of these? You would wear one of these, would you? Oh, okay, there you go. What person would wear one of these? Someone who does a particularly brave job. Do you know? Do you want to wear it? Or do you want to tell me who would wear it? You could tell me who would wear it. Who was it? Can you say it again? You say it. Go on then. Do you want to say it? No? Okay, go on then. Yeah. A fireman would wear one of these, wouldn't he? And I can even make this one make the noise. There you go. Thank you very much. It's a fancy fire hat, that one, isn't it? Now, that's worn by a fireman. Firemen wear these to rescue people. What might a fireman rescue someone from? Yeah, go on then. A fire, the clue's in the name, isn't it? Yes, a fireman might wear one of them and they might go and rescue people from fire, from a great danger. And maybe you can think of other people who would go and do a rescue, maybe superheroes or people like that who might go and rescue people. You can put that down now, that's all right. And you can tell me afterwards. Oh, I know. But Jesus came to be a rescuer. So he came to rescue us. But he came to rescue us from something that's worse even than fire. He came to rescue us from our sin. Now, sin is the bad things we do, think, and say. It's when we're selfish. And we're all selfish sometimes, aren't we? But Jesus came to be our rescuer. Because, you see, we need forgiving. We need forgiving. And we can't forgive ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. You need a rescuer when you can't rescue yourself, when you can't sort yourself out. But Jesus came to rescue us from our sin because we can't deal with it ourselves. And he rescues us, well, not by being born, but by dying for us. When he died on the cross, he was rescuing people from their sin. And we all need Jesus. And the Bible says we need to respond to Jesus, to his rescue. And we need to say to Jesus, Jesus, I need a rescue. I need you to forgive me. I need your forgiveness that only you can give. And thank you, Jesus, that you were born to be my Saviour and to come and rescue me. And boys and girls and mums and dads, we all need to respond to Jesus and the rescue he came to bring. He died so that we could be forgiven. Now, mums and dads, you might find on your seats, we've given you a couple of things, a couple of presents. One is how to have a happy Christmas. Do take that home with you. Would you find that? See if you can find that on your seat. It was on your seat. You might be sitting on it right now, or you might have put it under your seat. Do grab that. And would you put that in your bag or in your pocket or wherever? Do take that home with you. We'd love you to have that as a gift from us. And we also gave you a little leaflet as well about what's going on at Emmanuel Church. We'd love you to come back and find out more about the Saviour, the Rescuer, Jesus. And every Sunday, if you come along, 10:30, every Sunday, we have children's groups in our service and we have service on Sunday mornings. And you'd be very, very welcome to come along to find out more about the Rescuer. And we're running in the new year a course called Life Explored, which you'd be very welcome to come along to. It's for people wanting to find out more about Christianity. It's not for, it's good if Christians come, but it's great if you're coming along and you're saying, actually, I'm not yet a Christian and I want to find out more about Jesus. You'd be very welcome to come on that course. Well, boys and girls, thank you for listening so well about Jesus who came to be our Saviour. We're going to sing one last song and then we're going to do one final prayer. And the last song we're going to sing is a song which, well, you might know the tune, even if you don't know the words so well. So it's called The World Belongs to God and it's the tune of Jingle Bells. All right, so we're going to sing this together. Do stay seated if you want to and let's sing this together.
The world belongs to God, he spoke and there it was. Though it was very good, it all went bad because the man that God had made and the woman there with him turned their back on God to get a deadly taste of sin. But Jesus says, Jesus says, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Saviour, you can come to him today. Hey, Jesus says, people from their sin. You will find forgiveness when you put your trust in him. Well, if you look around, you'll see how sin has spread, turning light to dark and living things to dead. But God still rules the world. He always had a plan to send his son to save us in the likeness of a man. Jesus says, Jesus says, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Savior, you can come to him today. Hey, Jesus says, people from their sin. You will find forgiveness when you put your trust in him. Well, if you come to God, you still have time, you know. He'll wash your sinful heart and make it white as snow. Come taste eternal life, and death will have no sting. All who trust in Jesus are the children of the King. So Jesus says, Jesus says, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Savior, you can come to him today. Jesus saves people from their sin. You will find put your trust in him. You will find forgiveness when you put your trust in him.
Great stuff. Well, that is the great reason why we have such a good reason to celebrate really well on Christmas Day, because Jesus came to be our Saviour. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate. I'm just going to finish with a final prayer. Then, boys and girls, don't forget your craft things. If mums and dads maybe have got them, that's great. And then you'd be really welcome. Do come back tomorrow morning if you'd like to for our Christmas morning service, 10:30. You'd be really welcome. Let's finish with a final prayer. Let's pray. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Right? Father God, thank you for Christmas, for the fun of being with family and opening presents and eating great food. But mostly thank you that Jesus, our Saviour, was born, that he came to rescue us from our sin when he died on the cross. Please help each one of us to be excited and thankful that Jesus was born. Amen. Great stuff. Well, have a very happy Christmas.